You are now listening to Cinema Crespediso.
What's up, guys? Bonus episode time. Cinema Crespediso is here with your midweek bonus episode. You know why I call them bonus episode? Because then that dictates when I put them out, if I feel like putting one out or not, you know, and you guys can't give me any shit one way or the other. Know what I mean? I'm calling the shots. It's Cinema Crespediso, not Cinema Usediso.
What about the Vox Populi?
Oh, but there's a Vox Populi. Drusa Cogburn reminded me about the segment of the people. This is the podcast of the people. It should be Cinema Vox Adiso. Voice Adiso. Welcome to a bonus episode of Cinema. I'm going to delete all that. No, I'm not. Welcome to a bonus episode of Cinema Crispy. So I'm hanging out with Drusa Cogburn, and we're going to do the spillover movie news bonus episode type stuff. And that means I am actually going to, I'm going to just go ahead and use the tablet to do this one. Because I got the, I'm not going to go into any of that. We got movie news. We got TV news.
I really
news.
Like how you tell everybody what you're doing.
Yeah.
While you're doing it.
While I'm doing it.
Yeah.
I'm painting, it's called painting the picture. This is theater of the mind, Drew. And people like to visualize what's going on. They have their, you know, there's people out there who have, based on our voices alone, they have a picture of what I look like and a picture of you look like. And you're thinking, Drew.
Yes.
But there's a little cartoons of us. So I put out pictures all the time on our on my initial logo.
Yeah.
People still, for some reason,
everybody,
they're just like,
yeah.
They'll meet Kevin SBK and be like, you're black. Hey, first off, you listen to the show? Oh, I'm a huge fan.
It's like,
but I thought you were.
It's the year 2017. There's the internet. You can. It's no longer this, oh, dude, Dolly does not look like what I think he looks like.
Right. There's someone out there listening right now. Here's our voices. And based on our voices, thinks you're the fat guy and I'm the skinny guy.
They're wrong.
Yes, they're wrong. So yeah, let me see. I got my tablet here in my hand. I'm sitting in my chair. I'm looking at the levels. They're a little hot. I'm bringing it down just a bit. They're a little hot. And what are you doing? Why don't you tell people what you're doing?
I'm sitting here looking at you being stupid.
That is literally all you're doing.
Talking into a microphone.
Literally all you're doing. Welcome, Drew. Welcome to people's favorite movie podcast. It features us, and this is it. I know.
So, stories, you said.
Universal. Dark Universe. What a silly name. I hate the name. The Dark Universe. That's their... Oh, I got that.
Is that their monsters?
Yeah, it's their monster universe.
Of course it is.
Why don't they just call it the Universal Monster? Why don't they just call them the...
Universal.
Why don't they just call it movies? So, The Dark Universe. Starting essentially in earnest this weekend with The Mummy. Apparently, remember Dracula Untold? Remember that one?
No.
No? Was it? Yeah, Untold. What a dumb title. It's that was one with Luke Evans, and it's the story of how Dracula becomes Dracula, how Vlad gets, he's cursed and everything.
Yeah,
that terrible looking movie that we skipped.
No, we saw parts of it. Did we see it?
What, on TV maybe? We saw the trailer for it over and over and over and over.
I saw
that it made no money.
I saw the scene where, like, he kills everybody with bats.
Maybe it was on with bats. You're thinking of The Untouchables. Maybe it was on. It's been a few years now.
No, it was him.
It's been a few years. It could have been on FX or something
it
like
was,
that. And that's totally
like,
the type of venue to watch that movie.
It was like Lord of the Rings type shit.
Yes. It's all very fantasy.
No.
It looks so terrible.
It was.
I like Luke Evans, so good casting for anyway. That being ignored. That was supposed to be the start of something.
Yeah.
But it was terrible and it bombed, so we're like, erase it. So we got, to sum up so far, to recap, Russell Crowe is Dr. Jekyll, mm-hmm. of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. He will feature, and he's like the Nick Fury,
yes.
Samuel Jackson, okay?
Exactly.
His team, or his company, Prodigium, is the one that's going to be popping up in all these movies, starting with The Mummy. Tom Cruise, can't believe Tom Cruise. And I think they may be positioning Tom Cruise to be like a recurring character in some ways in some of these movies. I think so.
No idea.
Yeah, they brought back Brendan Fraser for multiple movies.
Yeah, they did.
Also, rumors that Tom Cruise filmed a secret role in The Mummy. One of those deals.
Sweet.
Maybe like a Benedict Cumberbatch, Dormammu situation type thing. Who knows? Then there's... and then The Mummy is Sofia Boutella. And Johnny Depp is Invisible Man. Javier Bardem is Frankenstein's monster. Or just... As you all know, Frankenstein, which is silly, but that's the way it is. And Dr. Seuss. It's Dr. Seuss. I'm gonna start leading the revolution to get his name right. Honor him. Honor his name. It's Dr. Seuss. Like, as in voice.
I don't care.
That's the problem. People don't care. Apathy. Apathy is hard to get
it
through.
Is, it
the
is.
Wall of apathy you're putting up in front of me, Drew, is
Chris,
so sick.
Chris, it is not important in any way, shape, or form how you pronounce Dr. Seuss's name.
Dr. Seuss.
Not important.
It's not important?
Not important.
Yeah, I'll keep going on Dr. Seuss. And there's one, I feel like there's one that I'm missing. I don't have the picture in front of me, but anyway, here we go. So, this guy, Alex Kurtzman, he was part of a writing duo that wrote like a bunch of Transformers shit. He's part of a team that wrote a bunch of garbage.
Okay.
But again, he's also part of a team, and this team has since split off. The other half of the team tried to get his own thing going, Robert Orci, O-R-C-I, but then he got kind of lost in the weeds and all this like Obama birther nonsense, and people were like, oh man, but now with Trump's America, so who knows, maybe he'll get his job back.
Hey!
Maybe he'll get back on track. It's all good now. Kurtzman, he's the one who's kind of like overseeing a lot of shit going on over at Universal. Here's a quote where he's talking about Hunchback of Notre Dame.
What?
Phantom of the Opera. And Dracula. There are characters within those films that can grow and expand and maybe even spin off. I think that digging into deep mythologies about monsters around the world is fair game for us as well. And connecting the monsters that we know to some surprising monsters could also be really interesting. So, you know, he's talking about like Abbott and Costello meet the Wolfman type shit.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Hunchback of Notre Dame, Phantom of the Opera. They're stretching the
Hunchback
definition
Notre Dame
of monster.
Is Disney, bro. They're gonna own that shit.
Is it Disney or is it public domain? And they just have to like,
I mean,
stay away from allusions to the actual Disney movie.
I mean, yeah, but at this point in time, it doesn't matter. You think Hunchback of Notre Dame, you do not think
anything. Monster, correct.
You do not think monster.
You don't think, ooh, Hunchback, ooh, monster. Yeah. And also, there'll be people like, man, you're going to make fun of Hunchbacks? That's
yeah,
weird, right?
Exactly.
Although the point is that, well, he's like, it's like 300. He's pretty much Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Yeah, pretty much.
His deformity caused people to reject him. That caused him to lash out. And it's all a big, sad tragedy. Uh-huh. You know, we need to be accepting, et cetera, et cetera. I forgot where I was going to go. It doesn't fucking matter. Yeah, so Quasimodo. That's weird, man. Well, actually, you know what I was going to say? It's right here. Hunchback of Notre Dame and Phantom of the Opera are actually two of Universal's first, quote, monster movies back in the 20s
actually,
that they did with Lon Chaney Sr.
Pronounce Notre Dame, Chris.
You're correct. Excuse me, Notre Dame. Some dude just got shot over. Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
Man, we were there.
We were.
We were there, bro.
We were. Long time ago.
It was like 12 years ago, yeah. But we
were long time ago.
Could have been us, man. Could have been us. What do you think about all this monster movie nonsense? Are you even a fan of monster movies?
I mean, the monster movie, they're...
Like, you never really seem to get excited for them.
It's kind of... I mean, at the point in time where...
Falls in with horror movies.
I saw the monster movies. They were... I mean, at that point in time, they were campy. And they were a joke. And...
Yeah.
I mean...
Especially in the 80s, 90s.
Exactly. I grew up with the... I mean...
Leprechaun.
The monsters were on my cereal box, Chris. Why would I be afraid of them?
That's true. I had my pet monster.
I had
a big old, ugly old monster. He was my size. He was in a handcuffs.
A goddamn vampire taught me how to count.
Yeah, that's right.
So, yes. why would I be afraid of them?
Fear me, but first, heal your ABCs.
Exactly. Why would I be afraid of them?
It's like, man, just teach them to count and stay your lane. Sorry, one. I'm sorry, two. That's hysterical. Yeah, you're right. We did grow up with monsters in a different way. So I wonder, how...
I mean, maybe the more, some of the mythological beasts that they're talking about ramping around, because there are hundreds of thousands of those fucking things.
Yes, and he did make reference to monsters from around the world being, quote, fair game, so obviously he's got to be talking about, like, mythologies
exactly.
and public domain types of old legends and things.
Correct.
Let's see. Well, one movie at a time. Mummy looks okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Hope it's good.
Let's see what's next.
That's this weekend, right? Let's see here. Speaking of Tom Cruise, he's got this movie, what is it called? American Made, where he's a pilot.
And it was filmed in China.
Pilot. And it was all filmed, what was it? he made it with Doug Liman. Doug Liman, who he made Edge of Tomorrow with, and he's going to do Edge of Tomorrow 2. But while they were making this movie, American Made, they lived together. And apparently... it was a type A, type B personality scenario type thing. Which one of the two of us can tell you? Doug Liman, the director, Tom Cruise, the movie star. Which one of the two wants to keep everything clean and tidy?
Probably Doug Liman.
What? You think so?
Yeah.
Which one of the two would pull dishes out of the dishwasher and be like, oh, that's not clean, man?
I fucking know.
Tom Cruise is apparently... okay, here, well, here's
freak.
Here's Doug Liman. This is from a podcast, quotes from a podcast he did called the Blah 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 Show. It was like The Odd Couple because he's super meticulous. Also, he eats nothing but greens and seeds. We ended up having two refrigerators because I'm all about frozen pizzas.
He just eats greens and seeds.
And he just, Tom Cruise just greens and seeds, man. That's how he does it. That's how he keeps that machine clean and running. He also says there was a lot of bitching about whose dishes were in the sink. I would clean stuff. And he would pull it out of the dishwasher and say, that's not clean enough.
Yeah, there we go.
Which, for some reason, that makes me like Tom Cruise so much more. It's like, yes, everything in his life is like, it has to be this way, exacting. That's how I live my life. 100% go. Good for him, man.
Tom Cruise.
You know what? He's winning. Us. Losing. That's how that one works. Neil Blomkamp. He did busted out onto the scene with District 9, mm-hmm. and then he did Elysium, which was like, okay. And then he did Chappie, which was like, and then he did get another one. And I was like, oh no. He was working on Alien 5, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
He was trying to get that off the ground, and it was going to be a direct sequel to Alien 2, uh-huh. ignoring the opening of 3, where Michael Biehn's character died, et cetera, et cetera. He had Sigourney Weaver on board. It was all good to go. And then Ridley Scott was like, whoa, 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 I got this idea for a prequel. Not even. He said, this was going all the way back to Prometheus. He's like, I have that, and I have sequels of that. I have some alien idea stuff I want to do. And he was like, okay, I'll put it all in the back burner. I'll work on other stuff. Someone asked Blomkamp recently after Alien Covenant just came out, and Ridley Scott did say he has ideas for more. And obviously the way Covenant ends, mm-hmm. it's like, it does have an open ending, sort of. Someone asked him about his alien, and he said, quote, I think it's totally dead. Yes, that would be an accurate assumption at this point. It's sad. I spent a long time working on that, and I feel like it was really pretty awesome. But politically, the way it's gone now and the way it all is, it's just not going to live. And he later clarified, meaning by political, he wanted to be respectful. And not go stamping around in a world that really Scott had created and obviously feels a massive personal connection to.
Obviously, no. So, I mean, it's Ridley's sandbox. If he still wants to play in it, let him.
Which he still is doing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. He's still playing in the sandbox. Let him do it.
There is a cool picture because he. What happened was, if people don't recall, Neil Blomkamp actually commissioned himself, an artist. Like, he came up with ideas and he had artwork made of. Alien 5 ideas he had, and then that got a lot of interest on the internet, which got Fox's attention. Here's probably the best one because it has old scarred up Michael Biehn. Okay, I want to show it to Drew. Trying to turn it sideways. Yeah, remember that one? Did you see that one?
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty cool. He's dead, but Neil Blomkamp was like, no.
No, he's not. He's just really fucked up.
This is kind of a crazy little story. Dan Aykroyd, kind of mum about Ghostbusters, right, since it mm-hmm. came out last year, right?
Well, I mean, he's turned into a fucking land whale, so...
He is a land whale. He is a land whale for sure. Does he get around with the scooter now?
Probably.
Only? He was unhappy. He is unhappy with how that movie turned out. First article, there's this and then an update. First, he says, not saying him by name, but saying the director of Ghostbusters, quote, will not be back on the Sony lot anytime soon, is what he said. He said he spent too much on it, meaning the movie and the budget, and he didn't shoot scenes we suggested to him. Several scenes that were going to be needed, he said, no, we don't need them, and then we tested the movie, and they needed them, and he had to go back about $30 to $40 million in reshoots. The film cost a reported $144 million and grossed $230 million worldwide, which is why Sony is not going to make a sequel.
Obviously.
He then went on to clarify. Someone asked him again, and he didn't, like, walk it back at all. He kind of doubled down. He said, Paul Feig made a good movie and had a superb cast and plenty of money to do it. We just wish he had been more inclusive to the originators. That sounds like sour grapes to me there. Like old man being like...
You know what it sounds like? Mm-hmm. It sounds like Dan Aykroyd should have shut his mouth, put his money where his mouth was, and been like, hey, we're gonna make a fucking Ghostbusters movie.
Yeah, right. He's got all that vodka money. That skull vodka, crystal skull. He goes on to say, it cost everyone. It is unlikely Kristen, Leslie, Melissa, and Kate will ever reprise their roles as Ghostbusters, which is sad. So, Dan Aykroyd, he's turned into an old weird dude. Yeah. Like, he's popped up.
It sounds like Monday Morning Quarterback.
Right. Like, and then he's like, oh, they didn't take.
I've got these ideas, but, you know, only because I was in the first movie. I mean, dude, shut the fuck up.
Right. Right? If I had to ask you, Drew. I'm not going to have to ask you. I don't have to ask you. No one has a gun to my head. If I ask you, I'm not... This isn't a hypothetical. I'm asking you this. I am asking you. I know. I'm talking out loud.
Why don't you just ask a question, Chris?
I'm going to edit all that out. No, I'm not. The Transformers movies. Uh-huh. 1, 2, 3. There are 4 of them now in total, sure. Right? The fifth one, the last night's about to come out, the fifth one. So there are 4 of them.
Uh-huh.
What would be the average runtime of those? Like, if you were to think, how long is a Transformers movie in your mind? When you sit down to theater, how long do you think, like, are you expecting?
Probably 2 hours.
2 hours flat?
I would say they run probably between, like, an hour 45 and maybe, like, 210.
These movies probably on average are, like, 220.
Jesus!
They are long as fuck. Let's see here. Actually, I have all the runtimes, and they just keep getting longer. And this is all because there are rumors out there of a reported runtime of Transformers Last Night of over 3 hours long.
I'm not going to go see that movie.
Michael Bay says, quote, reports of Transformers Last Night being over 3 hours is wrong. It's shorter than the last 3 movies by a lot.
Cool.
So how long were those previous last movies? They, like I said, they all were getting longer, right? The very first one was 2 hours and 24 minutes. The second one, 2 hours and 30. The next one, 2:34, negligible. The last one, 2 hours and 45 minutes, which is why, okay, a 3-hour one, that seems like the way it's going, that seems right. He's saying it's shorter. By a lot.
Maybe back to the, like, the 2:20. 2 hours.
They never even got to 2 hours. The first one was 2 hours and 24 minutes.
Maybe Michael Bay can tell a story in two hours.
But then we mentioned on this show, I think we mentioned on the show before, seeing the trailer a bunch of times, there's so much action in the trailer. Like, how is... Even for a Transformers movie, like, how is there this much going on?
Maybe it's just going to be all action. Maybe the movie starts.
And it's just boom.
And it's just boom.
Just go.
It's going. Like, you get, like, 5 minutes of character set up, and then, oh my God, the aliens are invading.
Wouldn't that be, I don't know. And then it's that kid. That kid's like, I'm going to stay.
Yeah.
And I'm going to fight. And I'm like, crash, boom.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
And then I stand up in the middle of the theater. I'm like, we are all that little girl. And everyone cheers. Woo, Michael. Well, the music got weird there for a second. But I think it's recording just fine, so we're good to go. I may legitimately cut that out. Okay, let's see here. That's no, now we're going from movie news to TV news. Here we go. MTV. They've been doing a lot of the nostalgia stuff, bringing back old stuff, remaking old things new, etc., etc.
Are they going to start playing music videos again?
Wouldn't that be something? No, other channels are doing that now. There are other channels out there picking up stuff. Did you know that?
Didn't know.
Just like,
don't care.
They've got weird names. They are bringing back a show that debuted in 1993. It aired specifically during the summers, Drew, and it featured A-list celebrities like, blah, 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 et cetera. So you know what I'm talking about. Drew, what show am I talking about?
I don't
MTV Beach House is coming back. They're bringing back that Beach House. You ever watch that Beach House?
Do we have VJ? I mean, who's the who's going to be at the Beach House? It was always Carson Daly's at the Beach House, or blah blah blah's at the Beach House. Downtown Julie Brown at the Beach House.
Well, back in the day, it was always Bill Bellamy.
Yeah.
In the 90s, it was Bill Bellamy. And they haven't had anyone. They don't have VJs anymore. You're right.
Yeah. So who the fuck's it going to be?
Bill Bellamy. And you know what? Have you seen a picture of the dude? He looks exactly the same.
Yeah. That I know.
He's got the same energy, the
really?
Same. Yep.
Bill Bellamy. Back in the MTV Beach House.
Bill Bellamy doing the MTV Beach House.
Mm-hmm. Man, I'll watch an episode.
You know what? I'm going to watch that. I'm going to tune in. He'll have people like Reese Witherspoon, Beyonce, Mark Wahlberg can be showing up. He's like, hey, Bill, you got to see
we're any, back. Look, it's 20 years later. We're back.
20 years later, we're back. You see any
honeybees? I don't do music anymore.
I don't do the music, but now I got the movies.
Now I'm an actor.
I'm here for Transformers.
And I got the burgers.
But I'm really all about the people. I got the burgers, but I'm all about the cops. We got the firefighters. They're the real heroes. But I would have stopped those 9/11 terrorists.
With my Transformers.
What?
With his Transformers.
With my Transformers. I got Transformers. That's a little bit. Okay. It is weird how they brought back Josh Duhamel, but Tyrese.
Yeah.
Mark Wahlberg back from the last one to connect to the last one, but not his daughter. Where'd she go?
I don't know. She's. She was hot. She's doing something else.
Gave him a surrogate daughter.
Yeah.
A little girl, which is weird.
Some brown skin girl. It's into other diversity because he's making out with some pasty white English chick. So,
yeah, that the fake Megan Fox, English Megan Fox. You notice that?
Looks a lot like Megan Fox. She's just really pasty.
She's just pasty. Had to go back to the way this is working out. Here we go. I gotta keep going all the way back. And Sharknado 5 has a title.
Sharknado 5.
No, it's got a full title. As an actual title.
Are we like, where are we at? I mean, I think I saw 1 and 2.
And the title actually makes no sense, purposefully.
Sweet.
It's a kind of titling that I appreciate the, this is the fifth one. Sharknado, quote, The Fourth Awakens.
Nice.
It's pretty funny. I like that.
Huh. You're right. Well, I mean, these guys... And they totally know what they're doing. They totally know their audience.
They're
not trying to be anything that they're not.
That is true.
They just keep shitting these things out, and people keep loving them, and they're just like, what the fuck?
Because they actually, it's weird. The effort they do put into these movies. There is a weird type of effort. They put the effort into different things. Not into actually making a good movie. But into, like, shit like this, okay? Sharknado 5. Oh, actually, I'm sorry. I misquoted the article. Excuse me. I thought I gave him a lot more credit than I should have. I apologize. The last one was called The Fourth Awakens. I'm just giving the article. The names are right. It's just a Sharknado 5. Sharknado 5, : Global Swarming. And then here's the logo, Drew. And I'll shut it off. There you go. Global Swarming. There's your, just a chainsaw, but it's like the case with the mm-hmm. stickers. Do they even do that anymore? Do they put the stickers of countries on?
No.
Do kids even understand that?
No.
Right?
That's for old people, like us.
I never had a package where they slapped a sticker on it.
No, we never had that.
I guess I never had the same
But we watched cartoons in which that happened a lot.
Yeah.
So
all the time.
Yeah. So that's normal for us. Kids don't even watch those cartoons anymore.
They don't, man.
Where's Looney Tunes?
Relegated to the vaults because characters are smoking cigarettes and they're violent.
It's relegated to Boomerang and you gotta pay extra for that shit.
Oh, do you? You gotta pay extra for them making fun of people with lisps and stutters and all that shit.
And making fun of Oriental people.
Mexicans
and, the blacks.
And yeah. Oh, it's such good stuff.
It is.
It's funny stuff.
Speedy Gonzalez and Sleepy Rodriguez, right? Because he had
Slowpoke Rodriguez. Slowpoke.
He was slow.
He was a sleepy.
And he talked like these.
Like, you go ahead, sleepy. I will be sit here and be racist caricature. To be fair, it's hot in Mexico. You got a siesta. Same in Spain. The government has siesta. It's like it's the middle of the day and it's summer. Get inside, rest.
Take a nap.
We don't need you falling out in the middle of the goddamn street.
I mean, it's great. I mean, I eat a meal and take a nap on my day off all the time.
There you go. I eat a meal and take a nap whenever I can. Where's the list of actors and cameos for this fucking movie? There's a mother-daughter duo of Olivia Newton-John and Chloe Latanzi. I don't know who that is. Blah, 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 blah. Charo will play the Queen of England. Chris Kattan will be the Prime Minister of England. Gilbert Gottfried will be a storm chaser. Al Roker, Kathleen Gifford, and Hoda Kotb? How do you say that? Will turn up as themselves. Greg Louganis and Tom Daly, Olympians, will be in it, as well as free skiing medalist Gus Gensworthy as himself.
Man, they are just throwing money at people.
Yes, they are, such as Dan Fogler, Portia Williams, Brett Michaels, Margaret Cho, along with returning Ian Ziering, Tara Reid, and some other people.
Sweet.
Sharknado 5 debuts on Sci-Fi Sunday, August 6th. People, set your cereal alerts?
Set your DVR. Do people still have DVR?
Oh, yeah.
Digital DVR.
Fuck yeah, they do.
I've been off the DVR for so long, I remember.
I know. Well, it's an unnecessary luxury. It's a necessary luxury. Sin City. Making a TV show.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I think it works. It's yeah. A comic book.
I know, exactly.
And they got Glenn Mazzara from The Walking Dead. From the TV show Walking Dead. He was the one who co-wrote the first season with Frank Darabont and then ran seasons 2 and 3 before he left.
Oh, and so then, the only seasons that I watched.
Yeah, and then Kirkman himself took over as showrunner, didn't he? Or did someone else take over?
I have no idea.
Neither do I. But there, I
don't think Kirkman took over because Kirkman runs Skybound.
You can do multiple things. You can multitask.
Probably. He's also writing a new comic book.
I have no idea. Is he?
Yeah. Outcast.
Did he even finish Invincible? Was he doing Invincible?
Yeah, he was. That was a long time ago.
So, Glenn Mazzara is known for... he wrote 7 episodes throughout the first 3 seasons and working as showrunner in seasons 2 and 3, and he'll be working on Sin City TV series.
Are they going to keep the black and white aesthetic with the colors and whatnot?
They have to, right? That's the Sin City style. It's not Sin City without that,
yeah.
Right? I'm interested in any attempt at all to tie it into the movies, maybe get some actors reprise their roles, get Mickey Rourke to be, Big Ugly Guy? Bowen could pop up as Clive Owen.
They could do all of that, you know?
What's his face can be, who's his name? Mm-hmm. Bruce Willie? Bruce Willie can play Rosario Josh Dawson Hartnett.
Can show back up.
Oh, Rosario Dawson, that's right. Mm. Yeah. Hopefully it'll be on an HBO or, something like that.
Exactly, so it's got a budget and some pull to it.
And leeway to, to really get with it.
Yeah, or maybe even, your AMCs.
Yeah, they have some...
There are some of the cable channels that are down.
They can push it. They can push the envelope pretty far. Looking forward to that. Preacher's coming out pretty soon. Speaking of AMC.
No shit.
Yep. All right. We are pretty much done here. So, let me just go ahead and place
that order, motherfucker.
I placed that order. So, there we go. We got about 30 minutes. I should have done that 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, I should have.
That was your idea. So, we are done. Thank you, Drew.
Welcome.
Thank you, people, for downloading and listening. We will be back with more stuff this weekend. Well, I'll be back with more stuff this weekend. Drew will be on assignment. He'll be on a secret assignment that he'll hopefully tell us about next week.
I'll be on a secret assignment locked in a 13x13 box with 3 other people.
If that's not either outer space or underwater, I have no idea what it is. So we'll find out next week for sure. Rate us and review us on iTunes. Take our show survey. It's in the show notes. Just look at the notes. There's a survey. Take the link. 9 questions. It's super quick. And emails for stickers, cinemacrespediso@gmail.com. We're out of here. Peace.